Yo, today's QOD is surround yourself with people who are good at what you're bad at. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got John Addison back on the show today, and John is going to encourage you to build on your strengths. You know, we often hear that we should be working on our weaknesses, and that's valid. But what's even more important is to identify what you're already good at, where your talents are, where your gifts are, and to get better at those. Because as he says, the best you'll ever be at your weaknesses is mediocre. John Addison, he's coming up.
The second principle I want to talk to you about is build on your strengths. And now, that may sound simple, but I find in life, for most people, they do the exact opposite. And the people that train them and teach them try to get them to do the exact opposite. Okay, look, the best you'll ever be at something you are natural. We all are made up of DNA. We have things that are programmed and hardwired into us by God. We are who we, now that don't mean you can't get better and improve. I'm not saying any of that. I mean, okay, always work, but we are wired with inclinations and directions to us. And the best you'll ever be at a weakness is mediocre. No matter how hard you work on it, somebody is great at that because they're hardwired to be good at that. You need to find, I speak a lot to universities and to college students, and I tell people, find what you're good at without trying, and then try. If you do that, you got a chance to be great. If you find what your natural strengths are and you focus like crazy on them, and then as you build your life, build your business, surround yourself with people who are good at what you're bad at. That gives you a chance to be great. That gives you a chance to be exceptional in life. And so let me just give you an example. It's in the book, in the chapter where I talk about this, is when I was very young. I grew up in, like I said, in Covington, Georgia, and I went to an elementary school there called E.L. Fickwit Elementary School. And fifth grade, I had a teacher named Miss Harper, who probably was about my age, late 50s, but I thought she was 90 because she was this ancient human being. And she was a stern, tough, old school teacher. Okay, this is back when they would blister your tail with a paddle and all that kind of stuff. This, you know, this wasn't when, you know, now go stand in the corner and put your, you know, and think, you know, sit in the quiet seat for a few. I mean, it was, you know, blister your butt, okay? Which, you know, some ways I think we miss that now. But she was a stern, old school, tough teacher. And we had to do an oral book report on the life of a famous person from history. And 20-minute oral book report. And my assignment was a book on the life of Napoleon. Now, in my typical attention deficit disordered way, I thought the next Thursday was the day I had my book report. So I was about two-thirds of the way through. I'm sitting there in my desk daydreaming as usual or whatever, and she goes, "Now, Mr. Addison will give us an oral book report on the life of Napoleon." Now, you know that feeling when your stomach just drops to the tips of your toes where you go, oh my God, how did I do this? How could I be so stupid as to not be ready? You know, and so I'm sitting there and I have one of two decisions. I'm 10 years old. I can either go, Ms. Harper, I thought it was next week and I'm not ready. Or I could just go, let's see how it goes. I chose, let's see how it goes. And went to the front of the room. I had read most of the book. I knew I've always liked history. I've always had a good memory at, you know, remembering things. I was always good at that in school. And I knew that Napoleon, you know, was defeated at Waterloo and wound up dying, in exile at the end and stuff like that. And so I went through what I knew and I just kind of filled in some details. And finished. And as I was going to sit down, Ms. Harper looked at me and said, Mr. Addison, in 35 years as a public school teacher, that's the best oral book report I've ever heard. And I remember being 10 years old going, that's good for something. Okay, didn't know what it was good for, had no idea where I would wind up, and what I would wind up doing, but I recognized that God had given me a gift. Okay, so if you find your gifts, you work hard on yourself and you find your strengths, and then you focus like crazy on improving on those, you have a chance to be great. So I'm not saying don't work on your weaknesses. God knows I try, but I'm still disorganized. I lose things. My cell phone is a device that I can't keep up with. I've been through 10 iPads. That's how I am. I try to be better. I have a system. I try to do things where I have a system. But yet, if you talk to my executive assistant, Dana, she would go, God, she's been with me 25 years. She would go, oh, you know, where are you there? I mean, she knows where to check on me. You know, did you get there? Did you go to the right place? Did you do this? Focus on your strengths. Find your gifts. Maybe you have a unique ability to be a team builder. Maybe you have an ability to make people feel good. Maybe you're good at taking conflict and taking it down. Whatever those gifts are, focus on your gifts. Focus on your strengths. The next focus I want to talk to you about is focus on what you can control.
That was John Addison. His website is johnaddisonleadership.com. You can watch today's entire talk on the YouTube. It is called John Addison Delivers Main Stage Training at 5 Links Event, St. Louis, 2016. Hey, flip on over to my solo podcast, Mindset Coach. What I'm talking about today, and this is huge. This will blow your mind. I'm talking about how unconscious fears are sabotaging your goals. This is one of the most important things I ever learned before. You'll learn all about it, what's going on in your brain, and also how you can move past it. So again, that's today's episode of Mindset Coach, available on your favorite podcasting player. I am out. I will see you tomorrow with Throwback Thursday and Joe Vitale. See you then. Peace.